The Ghost in the Machine, written by Eleanor Updale and read by Thomas Judd.
Hello? Hello? Can you hear me over all this din? I'm ready now. Don't close the file. Don't turn down your speakers. This is really important. Please listen. I'm going to try and stay calm and tell you everything right from the beginning, even though I'm really scared. And I don't know how much time I've got. If you can't make head or tail of this, please pass it on to someone who understands computers. Or ghosts. Or both. Somebody, somewhere, will know what to do. Don't switch off. This isn't a joke. I should tell you who I am. This is Harry Patel. Or at least, I was Harry Patel. You probably haven't heard of me. Even if you have, no doubt you think I'm dead. Well, you're right, I suppose. I am. But I'm in real trouble. I need your help. It shouldn't be the ghost who's frightened. That's the first thing they teach you at ghoul school. Or at least, I guess it must be. I was late. Yes, I know. Typical. Anyway, I missed the introduction. Maybe that's why I'm in this mess now. It was all my own fault as usual. The paranormal medic who picked me up from the curbside was trying to do his job. I feel bad about him getting into trouble for failing to deliver me on time, but somehow my total player was still working after the accident, and even though I was dead, I had to carry on with the game. It was Warjammer, and I was just on the verge of breaking through to level 10. Nothing else mattered to me then. Anyone out there who's into gaming will understand. That's why I was killed, by the way. I wasn't looking when I stepped into the road. Or listening. I had my earphones in. That's the great thing about the Total Player 9. You can have every program running at once. Phone, emails, pictures, games, music. My tracks were on shuffle, and the machine had just selected a rubbish rap by some girl group on an album my little sister gave me for Christmas. I don't even like that song. And now, just as I'll never wear any other clothes, I'm doomed to have part of it running through my head forever. It's not surprising that some of my thought processes have gone haywire. Yours would too if they had, "This is a visit from the spirit, it ain't easy being dead," hammering away in the background all the time. Still, in a way I was lucky. I didn't feel a thing. In fact, I've only just found out that I was hit by a lorry. It was carrying medical supplies to the local hospital. Saving lives and taking one at the same time. In other circumstances, I might think that was funny. So, anyway, the paranormal medic was taking me to ghoul school rather than heaven because I was so excited about what I was doing when I died. That's how you become a ghost. You have to be in a state of high emotional charge when your heart stops. Otherwise, you just slip straight through to eternal rest. We ghosts are in limbo, a sort of cooling area while we get fit for heaven. You don't get held in limbo if you just dwindle away quietly after a peaceful life or a long illness bravely borne. Or even if you kill violently, but don't see it coming, and so don't feel the horror. The old stories are true. There are a lot of ghosts with their heads tucked underneath their arms, the last seconds before execution being about as nerve-wracking as you can get. But it doesn't have to be physical excitement that stops your soul from melting into oblivion. Seething anger or great misery can be just as powerful. So the tales of ghosts moping about, wringing their hands and wailing are accurate too. But we don't wear sheets. We look just how we used to look, at least to each other. I'm turning on the webcam now. I'll attach a picture to this message. You'll see what I mean. I can tell what you're thinking. If I'm just some sloppy kid who stepped carelessly into the road because he was distracted by a stupid game, why have I been made a ghost? You're right. Normally I wouldn't have been taken to limbo. I'd be in eternal rest with the other accident victims who were knocked unconscious before they had time to think. But Warjammer changed all that. You see, just as my human body was killed, my virtual self was under maximum threat. There were Zargs with their lasers to the right, Thargs with their axes to the left. The timer was ticking towards zero, and I'd used up all my reserve power fighting off the Heralds of Doom in level 8. In the corner of the screen, a warning flashed bright orange. The portal to the netherworld was beginning to open beneath me. I had only seconds left to slay the Dargaron, or vacuum forces would suck me into the abyss. And back to level 5.